You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Don't forget that we record Commodity Week today. It'll be up at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.org, by about 5 o'clock this evening. Our panelists tonight will include Kevin Van Trump of the Van Trump Report. He's out of Raymore, Missouri, along with Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities from Lafayette, Indiana, and Dwayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. Commodity Week, our weekly look at what's been happening in the world of agriculture. Now let's check out the weather forecast with Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Thanks, Mike, for being with us. It's been rainy here today, and I suspect, well, there may be a bit more and then kind of a cool down coming.
Yeah, it really has been, with a lot of rain over the last couple of days in the Corn Belt. As we go forward, we're going to see the rain that you've been dealing with today diminish over the course of the afternoon and into the evening. But the larger issue is that we do have another system moving through tomorrow and tomorrow night that will produce a lot of rain over these same areas that had significant rainfall of 1 to 3 inches over the last few days. So the southeast half of the Corn Belt is going to receive another significant rain, beyond what we have today, tomorrow and then into tomorrow night. And then finally, that pattern will end once we get into Saturday as a strong cool front sweeps on through.
This cool front will bring with it lower temperatures, but I don't believe there's anything to worry about.
That's exactly right. We don't see a significant frost threat on the immediate horizon. There could be temperatures in the mid-30s around Tuesday in far northern corn and soybean areas. That would mainly be in parts of North Dakota and then far northern Minnesota. But once we get past that, there's nothing behind it that we need to worry about. So we don't see frost as being a significant threat over the next 10 to 14 days.
What about the rest of the planet? What are conditions like for the end of the growing season in the northern hemisphere and the beginning of the growing season in the southern hemisphere?
Well, there's a few different things that are taking shape, namely in parts of eastern Australia and in northern China. Eastern Australia has been very wet over the last several months, dating all the way back to May. It keeps on raining, and it looks like it's going to keep on raining as we move through next week. So the eastern wheat belt of Australia does not need too much more in the way of rainfall just from some of the data that we're seeing. So that's kind of one issue to monitor. Will it rain too much in eastern Australia through the end of the month? The other issue is in northern China. We've talked about this region several times over the last several weeks, namely because they initially were in a significant drought in the northern corn and soybean areas of China. But as we moved into the last 10 days or so, they've been inundated with heavy rainfall from the remnant of a typhoon. As we move into the next few days and more so through next week, we'll continue to see areas of rain in this northern area of China. So that will be something to monitor. Whether or not it's been beneficial or hurtful is a good question, and one that we just don't know how to answer at this point. The only thing we do know is that harvest season typically begins right around now, so it's hard to draw too much in the way of a good conclusion on that, because obviously you'd like to have it dry when you're harvesting.
That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report.